Don't let trepidation prevent you from thoroughly enjoying that new electronic device you received this Christmas, not when help is readily available. The Calendar Public Library offers a service to help people solve their tech problems with one-on-one technology lessons, or depending on demand, it will offer group lessons. At one point we saw a rise in individuals needing help with Instagram, so instead of doing separate lessons, we did a group tech lesson where everybody came. We walked through the different features of Instagram together, explained Carly Paul, library clerk and technology trainer. So, we work a lot with individuals tailored to what their needs are. Sometimes it is that group setting, where they do benefit from other people's questions, something they might not have ever thought of but somebody else asked and it sparks that in them. But some people prefer to have that one-on-one lesson with me. A valid library card will open up a whole world of tech support. As long as you have a library card, you can get technology lessons for free, and if you don't live in Calendar and you don't have a library card, we do provide other options like an out-of-town membership. However, it is usually $40 for the year, but you get all the benefits of our library and then you also get the technology lessons on top of that. Not surprisingly, the older age bracket is making good use of the service. It is mostly that 50 to 70 range. Sometimes those individuals just need that support with me so that they can feel confident in what they're doing, observed Paul. It can sometimes be intimidating when you get a new device and you're alone to set it up. So, to have somebody there with you to walk you through it and reassure you provides a lot of confidence to those individuals looking to get familiar with their technology. Some people have some level of experience using technology and may just be looking for clarification as advances in technology are made. What we see most is people once knew how to use Facebook, and then it updated and it was a curveball or like when Windows switched to Windows 11, and it was completely different than Windows 10. We had a lot of people coming in because it was a whole new setup. It is like you got a new computer. So just having the reassurance of finding your files and finding all your stuff again is important. Others may be taking their first venture into the ever-evolving world of technology. Sometimes it is just that digital literacy part where it is just getting people into the digital era and walking them through. Some of them still have the flip phone and now they're getting into smartphones and that can be a really big adjustment, especially when you're alone, stated Paul. Sometimes people are simply looking for a way to connect with the outside world. How do I video call? How do I FaceTime my grandkids? How do I call them on Facebook? As other platforms are implementing video calls, it gets a little more complex and it can throw them off, but it is just a simple walkthrough and the reassurance of how to do it, and sometimes it is just trial and error, Paul shared. Even today I did a lesson where somebody who got a new Chromebook for Christmas, and they couldn't set it up. So, we went from the basics. It is just walking people through it even if it is from square one, of setting up your device. We're totally there to help and figure out what works for them, and make sure they walk away with confidence and that they're familiar with it. No device is too small. We've done everything from getting set up with an iPhone or a Samsung to texting and getting your emails set up on your phone. It is all those little tasks that you never really think of, sometimes they're overlooked, so it is getting that help, getting set up, and getting familiar with it, like how do you make sure your text is sent? How do you get your voicemails? It is things like this, that I am seeing a lot of. Or even a Roku sometimes, streaming devices. It is those little things that make a big difference when you have somebody there with you. Even some of the tech-savvy younger generation do, on occasion, ask for tech support. We're open Tuesdays and Thursdays until 8, so if it is an after-school thing they can certainly come, and we usually work with them to figure it out. Sometimes it is little games. How do I play this game on this phone I just got? All my friends are playing it, but I don't know how to play it. How do I set up my Roblox account? It is one of the most popular games among kids. We help no matter what the age group is, we can always work with individuals to figure it out. As Paul points out, any question is fair game. There is absolutely no dumb question. Sometimes technology can be hard to grasp. Everybody has a different skill set, so for some people, it doesn't come naturally, but for others it does. So, it is just sitting down with them, and making sure that when they leave, they're comfortable, stated Paul. Sometimes I print off articles from online that I think could help, and I take them through the article pointing out things I think will be helpful. But a lot of people prefer to write their own notes to jog their memory once they leave. And if it doesn't, they can give us a call and we can walk through it again. Lessons can be as short as 15 minutes or last up to an hour. People can also come back more than once. When the lesson clicks and the individual has that aha moment, the shift in confidence is evident. You can usually tell by the expression on their face if they've got it. I always make them show me how to do it. Once they've applied it, that is when I see people walk away with confidence, knowing they can do it. I can tell you how to do it and I can show you how to do it, but when they can do it themselves, that is when they are the most confident, said Paul. They know they're going to be okay and their phone is not going to break. I always have to tell people they can play around with it and whatever doesn't make sense, we'll figure it out. People have asked for assistance with phones, computers, tablets, and iPads. We work with a lot of patrons in the community to see what their needs are and see how we can best meet them and figure out a solution that works. Moving forward, the library is considering creating an advisory committee. We're hoping to run a Wednesday morning coffee club because based on the results of our community survey, we've seen that there is programming that people in certain demographics are lacking, stated Paul. So, we're hoping to smooth that over and see what people want us to provide to the community that would be beneficial for them. We're hoping to start on January 17th, but that hasn't been confirmed. We'll post it on Facebook as well as our website. If travel is an issue, contact the public library in your community to inquire about whether they offer tech lessons.